Welcome to What If. I'm Dave Stutz.
Justin Osborne.
What's going on, man?
Last thing you do in your life if the world was going to end tomorrow.
If the world was going to end tomorrow.
Dude, I'm like sleepy a little bit, so I'd have to drink a bunch of caffeine to even think about what I would
do. You're talking about right now?
Like right now.
All right, well, check this out. At this point right now, we're going to break the fourth wall and say that it is 10:51 on a Saturday. So the world ends in an hour and 9 minutes?
No. It doesn't end at midnight. It's just tomorrow. Like
at some point, like you don't even know. Like at 5 o'clock tomorrow. It's like the rapture?
Like 5 o'clock afternoon.
5 o'clock.
5 p.m. Sunset.
Here's what I do. Dude, I would see, there's no time. It's not enough time to do anything.
That's why it's such a hard decision.
Okay, all right. What would I do? I would write my final score, my requiem. I would publish it on any site, YouTube, Facebook, wherever. Put that out there. No, because then no one would see it. The world's ending. No one cares. Dude. What do you do with 5 hours?
All right, let me throw this out.
No.
And I'm going to speak in code.
17 hours.
I'm going to speak in code to my friend. Okay. Those of you in Radio City.
Code.
I know what you would do right now.
What would I do?
There's a phone call that you made. It had some confirmation on it. But the date of the confirmation is a bit too many days away if tomorrow's the last day. I think you'd move the events of that confirmation call up to... this day.
Wow, that's interesting. That's true. That is probably exactly what I would do. You're talking about the entire contents of your heart come out in those last moments, you know what I mean? So it's like I would have to totally tear down the shroud that you keep up for certain people and things like that, and you would have to just go with your gut, you know what I mean? So yes, I would follow up on that call.
All right, bro. With the powers
I would make
be,
good on it.
I give you 24 hours.
From now?
From now. So at 10:52 tomorrow night.
Dude, this is not... All right, so we're speaking in code. We can't. No one appreciates code.
But the thing is about code is because it protects the rights of the innocent.
Right. I would take a trip to... Well, I would say bye to the fam. I would... tell them all the contents of my heart and all that, and then we're gonna just say, for the sake of hypotheticals, that the roads are not packed, they are open just for me. I would make a trip to a very specific destination to be with a very specific person, and I would live out the 24 hours just like that.
Very good.
That's how I would do it.
That is very good.
Yeah.
I say that in applause.
Thanks. I'm gonna add an arena applause at this point.
Yes, that's a good thing, because I am proud of that answer. Those of you listening can understand how proud I am of that. But he has not only accomplished exactly what he really would do, but, man, it is awesome how you did that. Anyways. Well, if it was me.
Yeah, what would you do? You have 24 hours.
Here's one thing I would not do.
You know what? Let's move it up to the fact that it ends... at midnight.
11:59 tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
11:59.
Exactly.
So tomorrow is the last day.
You have all day tomorrow. And also, would you sleep tonight?
No.
No, I wouldn't either. And I think I would not be drowsy ever.
No, I don't think I'd be remotely tired. One thing I would not do.
How would the world end? That might affect it. Does it implode
on
itself?
Giant solar flare, flames.
So we burn up.
Just burn.
Or is it instant death or is it painful?
Instant.
Because you... Really? You don't just feel the burn coming on until it finally consumes you? It's instant death.
I'm going to call it instant. I'm going to say it's humane.
Okay. So it's perfectly comfortable outside. Everything's great. And then boom, you're just fried.
Yeah, like...
Can you die from flash heat? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Like immediately?
Well, here's the thing that would kill you. Faster than the heat, maybe, is when it got here, is that to make that much fire burn, it needs oxygen. So
right,
it'd
so
pull
you just
the
can't
oxygen.
Breathe. Yeah, it'd pull it out of your lungs.
You'd
and
be
all that.
Passed out immediately. Right. Then you would burn.
All right, so what would you do? 24 hours, go!
Okay, this is what I would not do. I have to start with this. Number one is I would not tell anyone.
Now wait, so you're the only guy who knows the world's ending in this scenario?
that there'd be no point in telling anyone.
Right, because they're going to die anyway.
Because they would panic and get...
Would you encourage certain things without saying it? Like, would you be like, bro, listen, man, I think today you should just hang out with your wife, hang with your kids, and I'll just catch up with you later?
Yeah,
Or would you just let life be?
I would just let it be normal.
So you wouldn't say a word?
No, I really...
Well, your bro is going to hang with his wife and kid anyway.
Yeah, that's all he does.
All right, so what would you... No more interruption.
Okay,
go.
I would not tell anyone.
You wouldn't tell anyone.
I would, there's nothing that you can really accomplish in a deep way in 24 hours, in my opinion.
Well, it depends. You're not going to... I don't think you're going to affect the world in 24 hours.
If you knew it, this was your last...
You can't save the world.
If this was your last 24 hours on Earth, then you might do well to maybe reflect on your life.
Why? You're going to die.
Yeah,
who cares?
You're going to die, but you have...
Don't do that, bro.
No, I'm not talking...
Don't sit
I'm
on
not
your
talking,
own
I'm
and...
not talking about, like, crying and reflecting on your life. I'm talking about making your life, doing your best to make it spiritually right. To take care of those things.
Yeah, that's true. You definitely want to be
saying
your
prayers. Because if you're going to go see the higher power, you best be straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's people say, hey, I don't believe in that stuff.
Well, and listen, not that I am putting a time limit on prayer at all. I never would. I think it's different for every person, but I don't think it takes 24 hours to get
those
things
straight.
No, but
I'm just saying within the 24 hours.
So that's one thing you would take care of. I would take care of that on my way up that trip. So keep going.
Right, I mean, you could probably try to accomplish two things at once, but here's the thing. That's probably the most important.
Yeah, that's prioritized. That's
okay.
Number one. So
number
two.
Number two is, I would, if I had anything really wrong that I had committed against somebody that was in the near area, I mean, you can't get to everyone. You could with a phone call. But I'm talking.
Is that a confession?
Not like a confession, but like a, this is your last chance. I mean, something that I really wronged somebody. I'm not talking about like, hey, dude.
Would you have to think, or do you have something ready? Off the top of your head, you don't have to say it, but do you have things right now that you know you would do?
And maybe
get right?
One. Maybe
one.
One
thing. Okay.
Maybe one. But the thing
Bro,
is
I told
that,
you I forgave you that, man. So just move on.
Well, it's done.
All right,
that
it's over.
That
so
time.
Now, so that's gone.
Right.
So number two. Man, this is really getting drawn out, man.
Well,
what would you do?
Well, that's just the simple stuff. And after that, to be honest, I don't know.
I don't know what you would do.
No, because...
Can you not just commit to that role? Like, I'm telling you right now, bro, the world is going to end tomorrow night, 11:59. What are we going to do? See, you can't commit because you know it's not really happening.
No, I'd commit to this, that I would just be around my fam.
Yeah?
Be there.
Would you hang with me? No, because I'd be gone.
No, you have things you got to do. See, that's when... It's not a selfish thing, but you can't be with everyone.
Yeah. That kind of puts things into perspective. That's an awesome question.
Now, here's the deal.
Because if you can really commit to it...
Now, here's the deal.
That brings out the truths in your life.
Well, here's the deal.
What's the deal?
This is post 81 mil. I here's the deal.
So the world's ending. I have $81 million.
No, like, I got the 81 mil. You and I disappeared, right? We're in the disappear mode.
So
we get this news.
And I only have a day to get back from the Florida Keys to get to where I'm going?
We just said south. Not necessarily the Keys.
All right. Well, so the Fiji Keys,
yeah,
are the Keys in Fiji? What's a key?
It's a...
Is it like a little island?
You know what the Keys are.
Not especially.
The key of sea?
I'm not... Oh, right. Yes.
The key is an island. It's there's other keys, I think.
Anyway.
All right. Anyways, so, but the point is that, well, you got 81 mil, so you can get around the world if you need to real fast.
Dude, how does money... What, am I floating on my barge of cash that gets me back to where I need to be?
No, what I'm saying is you get to an airport.
What, I buy an airliner and I'm like, get me here now? I don't think cash buys those kind of priorities, do they?
Yes, they do.
What? Yeah. Who am I talking to? A private
you
pilot?
You could go to the press.
Like an airfield?
If we had 81 mil, we have a different network than we know now.
So, I've got to make it from here to Washington first to talk to the prez just to get me to where I need
no,
to
no,
be.
No, not the prez. I'm talking the president, whatever
or the president
airline,
of
he
Delta.
He doesn't know the world's ending. So you're like, hey, I'll give you $15 million.
Is
I got to fly right here.
Is it messed up that so I need to fly back to where I need to be and my first thought is not just get me on any plane right now that'll get me there. I'm like, listen, I got 81 mil, so get me on something like nice, you know.
No,
I want
no,
some peanuts.
I'm saying you are like, get me on anything, but
okay.
I will give you extravagant
right,
amounts
right,
of money
right,
to
right,
get
right,
me
right.
there.
Well, I know the world's ending, so I'm like, I will give you $40 million.
Yeah. Now here's the downside, it doesn't end. And she blew all that money for one flight. All right, but here's the thing. See, that it just shows you that.
These are the things that would go through my head.
If you had 24 hours, by the time you figured out what you would actually do, the world's over.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're getting
at. That's messed up.
It is.
So if you could put a better time limit on it, like what if you knew the world was going to end a year from now today? You would have a little more flexibility to do what you want to do.
But would you be a better person when it ended? That's the key. Not just accomplishing what you want to. But I mean, if you expressed your heart, like you said, you would say the heart things to your family.
Right.
And you were this there. Would they be like, dude, Dave, this year, man, you have been different, man. Right. You know? But I mean, like,
you would be different. I would be a very different person if I knew the world was ending a year from now, because you have to be honest. There are some things that I don't think you naturally deceive people just to deceive them, but you guard their hearts, you know, you care about them, and so that you don't give everything away right away. But if you knew the world was ending a year from now, you just have to lay stuff out. So you'd be very honest. Some people would appreciate it. Some people wouldn't.
Right. Well, and the thing is, though, is that you'd be, I think that'd be who you really are.
Yeah.
Because you have no hold.
Those are your true colors.
Right. You would say to the bum on the street, man, you're like, hey
bum, here's a meal because I don't need it.
Yeah. Well, you might not give him a meal, but you'd say, hey, bum, here's cash. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean what it did.
I'd go to the bum and I'd say, listen, if I clean you up, buy you a nice meal, get you in a nice suit, get you looking good, will you be my compadre? And then he would be my friend.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that you'd cherish that friend. I mean, it just would be a whole different thing.
I'd be buying friends.
Because if it's the last year of your life, then that time given to him would mean more to you than it does today. But see, here's the thing, is it could be our last year. That's the thing that kills.
Yeah, what if it is the last
year? I mean, whether the world ended this year or not, if you died, it's the same thing.
Dude, that's crazy. So we need to be different people. We need to start today and just be brutally honest.
That's the thing, is it possible, like we hear all the songs and the little sonnets and the little things, little quips that we hear, is it possible for us to get a frame of mind that says, hey, this could be the last year? My New Year's resolution is that this could be. We're coming up on that. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. It's
that you could live this year like it's your last year.
Right. It's a couple of weeks away.
Meaning that.
So
what is your priority of life?
What if we could be the men without fear? What if we could say the things that needed to be said? Would you try to affect like government and things like that in your last days?
I think that if you work real hard just to be the very best, that is as menial as that sounds, those are the people who we see affecting populace today. I mean, if you just gave it all you got.
So you'd follow the army motto. You would be the best that you could be.
Be the best you can be.
That's the old motto.
The hard thing about being the best you can be is that you have to not think that you have another chance.
Right.
You give it all this time. Hard to do. You know why? Because you're motivated to do it when it hits you.
Yeah.
And then you get sleepy.
Yeah.
you're tired. I don't want to do anything. Is that not right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that you've been motivated in your college years. Like, you know what? I'm going to do way better.
Yeah.
And then you get sleepy. Yeah. And it's the next day.
That is all it is. It's just sleepiness that affects you.
There was an evangelist that said that. He's like, you get motivated. You get like, you know what? I'm going to just do right. And then you go to sleep and wake up in the morning. And it's different.
And you're tired.
You're right. That's
horrible. Things are different in the morning, man.
So here it is. What if you could put yourself in the frame of mind to...
What if you had the doomsday mindset?
But with a positive attitude. Not like apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, you're not, depending on who you are, you're not the kid that hovels in the corner and just, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to
die. Right. And so that's the thing is, what does it take an individual? You have to answer that question.
Well, you have to build yourself into being a soldier.
Right, to just, man, live life.
Yeah.
I think that's what's robbing us in our society, is that people, like, live in terror or in those prisons we talked about.
I'm inspired, man. This has been the best cast ever. I want to go out and live it, man.
Right, well, we talked about post-81 mil. We know that the 81 mil, right, could change things. But if you are already in a mindset of prison, that money ain't going to free you.
Just...
If you
don't need 81 mil. You just need to be free.
Yeah, and I think that you would achieve everything just about that you could with 81 mil.
So you break the bondage of just your human flesh, man, the things that keep you wary and the things that just keep you repressed and living you know, by day-to-day means, and then you just live.
Right. You just do
That's
it.
The life, man.
And here's, there was an old man that told me one time, he said, even if you live and you are 100% wrong, he said, you don't have to be ashamed of anything.
Right.
Because you gave it everything. And you're wrong, but you didn't hold nothing back.
Well, because you no longer lack the courage of your conviction. You know what I mean? You just...
Just stand on
it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See, if your music had that message, anything you made, 100%, what? And you don't think that could change America? Music changes America.
You don't think I put 100% into my music?
I'm not
music,
saying
man?
You don't. I'm saying that if you always do... See, Dave is so talented that he could give 10%. It seems like 100% to me.
Well, and don't I always tell you that? I'm like, man, you know, I practice piano like 15 minutes before I have to go play my homework. And it's like, and I always pass. It's like, what if I actually practiced, you know?
Right.
So what if you really did give 100% all the time?
And everything. I don't mean if you have a relationship.
And that's your mindset. I think it would strip out the garbage that is meaningless to you. You know what I mean? It was like... Things would automatically take priority in your life. Piano would not be a priority. I'd throw it out the window. I don't care. And, you know?
But think about it this way. You're in
triage.
In a relationship, you give it 100%, it don't work. You know you gave it everything you got. It just didn't work. There's no shame in that. Now, you know if you didn't, well, then you got fault. You could have done better.
That's the key. But just, I mean, relationships are rough, man, because sometimes it's just not.
Right, but the thing the is, right is that if thing. Dave. Or Justin is 100%.
Right.
And it's like, I tried everything. We just didn't work. There's no problem. You're not mad at them. It's not. It's,
well, I mean, I like the living free, man. That's a good thought.
And free is just that.
Is that our resolution?
Yeah, it's a matter of not
to live
living,
more free.
Yeah, not to live obligated, man. To live.
That takes a certain kind of person, man, because you have to be honest every day of your life.
You know who is that person?
Who?
Via film. Who? Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump was 100%, buddy.
Yeah.
But he was a simple man.
Also Benjamin Button, if you ever research that. Apparently they're the same guy. Anyway, you think so? Was he always honest?
Who?
Forrest Gump.
As honest
Never
as
lied
could
to
be.
Jenny?
Right. He was true to her. She lived a horrible life.
Dude, one of my favorite scenes is where Forrest just beats the tail of that guy that's like messing with her, you know, that slaps her.
Oh, in
and
the
he
Black
beat
Panther
his hippie
party?
Tail. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
but
because
see, that's
Forrest
the thing.
Don't play.
But see, he loved her 100%. Didn't care what she did. Didn't care. Remember, she had a son.
Yeah,
he didn't know it was his son though.
Right.
He's like, oh, he has a daddy named Forrest too. But yeah. The thing was is that he didn't care. He's like, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
He didn't care whose kid that was. You know, he didn't think about like. Oh, you were some other guy. He didn't care. You did drugs. Didn't matter.
Well, I mean, Forrest obviously had some disabilities, but to me, just removed the fear.
That removed our inabilities,
yeah.
In my opinion, as people. He was like, hey, Lieutenant Dan said he just invested our money in some fruit company. It was Apple. They became millionaires.
Right.
He just wanted to go run. People followed him.
Yeah.
He didn't have a reason to run.
Forrest was inspiring.
But what I'm saying is that he was in basic training. Everybody called him an idiot. He didn't care. He was just saying, stupid is as stupid as does. That doesn't even make sense. But he just would say that. Just blows him off. And he's like, why'd you put that rifle together so fast, Gump? Because you told me to? That's just the thing. He's under orders.
That's what made Forrest the ultimate soldier.
Well, the thing is what Jenny said, just run. Don't be a hero.
Yeah.
And he's a hero by running. Yeah. He gets a Medal of Honor.
That's how we need to live our life,
100%.
Man. Forrest Gump, 100%.
Yeah, but... And what did he not do too much? He didn't think too much.
Yeah.
He just did. I'm not saying you don't contemplate things.
Just
in your
do
life.
It, Nike.
Yeah. Just daggone.
Dude, tomorrow I'm going out. I'm spending all the dough I got on a nice pair of Nikes, and I'm just going to do it, man. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing. What if, like, you right now are a little low on the funds? That's why we're talking about the 81.
It's the holiday season. I think we're all a little
low
on the
funds
too, man.
I'm low on the funds, okay.
Yeah.
But what I mean is that, what if though, like, it's just like, hey, I'm just going
to
buy this.
Yeah,
but
there's not a podcast next week, it's because I sold all my equipment just to live. No. All right, so what'd you say? What if what?
But what if that is just not a concern?
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, that, because, dude, being broke, man, like really broke, that consumes your life, you know? So 81 mil... I'm saying you're automatically happier, you know?
Right. Well, you're automatic. That's one thing you don't have to worry about.
Dude, that's everything you don't have to worry about. Money can solve your issues. I don't have to worry about my tuition payment next semester.
But as long as you don't have, as long as the money doesn't consume you, then you're more miserable.
Well, dude, I think, to be honest, I think 81 mil would change you and I, but I don't think that we are the people that can't handle it. I think you and I could handle 81 mil. I think we would take care of the people that need to be taken care of. I think we would not indulge the people that couldn't handle it, but we would still take care of them in some way, even if they appreciated it or not. I think we would take care of our fiscal responsibilities, like the any kind of debt that we have or anything like that. We would get rid of that right away. We would set some aside. I'd give a little to charity, you know, for like music in the schools or something like that. And then we would go live. And dude, after all that's said and done, you still have, you know, 78 mil, I'm going to say. That's a lot of mil, dude.
That's a lot of mil.
That is a guap of mil.
The thing is that it's just a matter of not trying to handle 81 mil. You got to just break that stuff up.
Dude, we could handle that jank.
But one of the things for sure is 81 mil equals disappear for a...
Well, I don't know, man, because right now we are putting out into the world two conflicting ideas, because it's like, do we want to go disappear or do we want to live tomorrow
like it's the end of the world?
No, dude, I'm not disappearing if I know the world's ending in a year. I'm changing my parameters of disappearing. Sorry, just checking the time. This thing can only record like 2 hours, but that's all right.
we're cutting it down.
Yeah. But it would change my parameters of disappearing. I would disappear with very specific people. Know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Whoa, dude. Earthquake struck on the East Coast today.
I'm going to tell you what, it's just ending sooner than we thought.
Awesome. Maybe I can edit that out.
No, I think we should still leave it in. It's an earthquake. It's real.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
It just,
yeah, watch your big elbows there, man.
No, it's not my elbow.
Yeah.
Dave is extremely tall. It's a small room. He hits
Yeah, it's because it's an overhead mic, right? It's hanging from that fan right there.
Right, it's like the ones in the boxing arena.
Dude, what if it was? What if we had that mic and we just sounded... What's that guy's name?
Michael Buffer.
Yeah, what if we just sounded like him all the time? What if that was the pod? We just had to speak like that all the time.
People would listen.
Well, if it was the end of the world, I'd be wearing my blue shorts in this corner in the Florida Keys.
I don't know why.
And I'd be ready to rumble.
I don't know why Dave keeps bringing up the Keys. I've never gone
the
there.
Fiji Keys, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking Alicia Keys.
Oh.
No.
Would you let her talk on this podcast?
No, dude. I'm going to be honest. I respect her as a musician, but if we're living tomorrow, like, you know, it's going to end, then I'm going to say, Alicia Keys, I'm not the biggest fan of your music, man. It's okay. I appreciate it, and I appreciate people that like it. I'm just not a fan. You could not like my music. It's cool.
What if it's going to morph
into... But I do have professional respect for you.
It's going to morph into opinion.
What? Strong. No, there's no opinion. Well, it's all opinion, man.
Everything's opinion. Because what if is an opinion? What if this happens? Your opinion.
Yeah, what if this happens?
But your opinion
What if
matters.
You didn't have an opinion? Then you can't be on the show because it's what if on the podcast. You know, dude, I'm going to cut out every time we say show.
Well, here's the thing is what if is... There is no such thing as neutral on what if. You can't... There's no such thing as neutral in life at all. People who are like, I don't really have an opinion. Yeah, right.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion.
That and just means I'm too scared to state it. You need to have no fear.
That's right. So, basically, 81 mil and living it to the 100%.
I would use my 81 mil to finance my year of the doomsday clock. That's what I would do.
Then we'd break it up 12-month installments.
Nope. Lump sum, dude.
No, 12-month installments for the doomsday clock. I'm talking our own personal breaking it up.
So you would...
You take the 81 mil, you break it up into
You would
months.
Map it up like that?
Yeah, because if you only got a year.
I don't think I would, dude. Well, I think I would just... I would set limitations on it. Like, if I would check it and, like, I spent a certain amount, then I knew I couldn't spend any more until the next month kind of a thing.
We just wouldn't be like Oliver Queen and have all of our money in one account, like $3 billion.
Well, and I wouldn't be retarded by thinking that an FBI agent coming in and handing me a little portable laptop computer. I wouldn't be dumb enough to check my online banking right there on a portable laptop that some dude gave me. That's retarded.
That is very retarded.
Oliver, I don't really blame Oliver. I blame Jeff Loeb or whoever wrote that episode.
I blame that and the alcohol.
Well, yeah, I guess he was kind of a drunkard in that episode.
He's been drunk for many episodes.
Yeah, that dude needs to... Well, he's back in the costume now.
Yeah. Good on you, Oliver.
Yeah, way to go, queen.
Yeah, just stay on it,
I'm dude. Sorry about your parents, man.
Stay off the sauce.
In case I never told you.
And just remember...
Would you want Justin Hartley on the show? On the podcast?
Dude.
You would talk to Justin Hartley?
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah. What if he was like, listen, I changed that for Hollywood. My name's actually Justin Osborne.
I'd be like, that's me.
And it was spelled the same way. Because you don't have a traditional Osborne. Yours is a little different.
Right, it doesn't have a U in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be on.
What if he's like, growing up, they called me Oz.
But you know that the ultimate person I have on the show is Tom Welling, man. That dude is just an all-right guy.
Tom would be the best, man.
He just has that deal.
Yeah, I think Tom would party with you, man. Even if, like, you were nobody. Like, if he was over here chatting, that would be the best. I'd let it record forever. It would be the longest podcast in history.
And they're getting
like,
longer.
Tom, just keep talking.
Yeah, just talk, buddy. No, don't worry about us sleeping, man.
Yeah, no. Just talk.
Just talk.
In fact, I'm going to put on these headphones right here, and I'm going to just listen to you talk. Dude, that's weird. That sounds like I have a man crush on Tom Welling, and that's not really the case. I have like a... It's like an appreciation.
A respect.
Yeah, I respect
he
Tom Welling.
He does a great job as Superman.
Yeah.
He rarely... Well, let me just say this. Tom, I love you as Clark, man. The writers often make you a little gullible, man. After 9 years, you still don't do some of the things that I would do concerning Kryptonite protecting yourself.
Well, dude, they got to milk the seasons, man. It's season 9. The dude can't fly. Okay? He works at the Daily Planet now. College is over. High school's over. Dude, you got to fly, man. How's he going to save anybody? He can already leap tall buildings. When are you going to fly?
Right. Every other power
Jeff Loeb. I would have him on here. Be like, Jeff, what are you doing with Smallville? When's he going to fly?
Yeah, like, is that the final deal he flies? Well, not only that.
Yeah,
but like,
what if the last episode of Smallville, he flies and that's it?
In all of the Supermans, Superman has two encounters with Kryptonite in all the movies with Christopher Reeve.
First of all, you said that so appropriately, the Supermans, because it's not Superman. It really is Supermans. That's funny. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Good like that.
Yeah.
Right. He had an encounter with Kryptonite with Lex Luthor, in which he was under the water, and Mrs. Tessmacher had the... And then in part 3, he got it, and he turned into...
Is that the one with Richard Pryor?
Yeah, he turned into a mean Superman.
Yeah,
and
that was
O'Toole
awesome.
Is who he should have been with.
Yeah, we've already been over this road.
We beat that one to death. But, all right, so...
Bring it all back around, bro.
But here's
How's it all going to connect?
But here's the deal. Two encounters with Kryptonite, but in Smallville, he encounters Kryptonite 10 times an episode.
Yeah, all the time.
And there are times when he has a big chunk of it and he could run away from it. Then there's a time when he has a little chunk of it and he's like...
And he can, like, throw it.
I mean, he can't even move. It depends.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that there should be a point when he's, like, X-ray vision, he knows what the color of that stuff is, and he's like, yo, I ain't going in there. Or I'm going to burn through there real super fast.
It's all made out of lead, dude. As soon as you burn in there, Kryptonite gets you.
But that's the thing is, he burnt, no?
Yeah, dude.
If he's already full speed, it doesn't slow him down.
Yeah, it does. He's not a juggernaut. I mean, it drains his power, so you'd have to be like...
Well, he's like just rolling out of the room, maybe.
Right.
All right. It's just the fact that a lot of time he saves somebody, and he gives a lot of time to not paying attention to what's behind his back.
Yeah, he's kind of gullible sometimes.
So, Clark, bro...
Well, and I still can't stand the way the ladies treat him. In the Smallville as Clark, it's just nuts.
Like
it's
an
like
idiot.
Clark will say something. They're like, "No, Clark, no, that's not right." And then it always comes to pass. And they're like, "Oh yeah, you're right." Next episode, no, Clark.
Well, he's like, "Hey, I don't really think you should do that because like it's dangerous for a woman, like, and it is." And
right,
like,
and then they
I
do it,
handle
and
it,
then
and
it's,
then
they get in danger.
And they all have to have brain damage because they have been hit in the head.
Yeah. Well, dude. What's my biggest bane about Smallville? Anytime someone falls over, they pass out.
They pass out.
Yeah, you know, if I nudge you, you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
I would not want to live in Smallville because apparently they have, like, the lowest air density or whatever that anytime someone nudges you, you
pass out.
This is
what makes them pass out. Clark's coming in this scene with super speed. Passed out because they can't see that, so they have to pass out.
That was weird how you do that. How do I do it? Oh, that's how I do it. It works. That was awesome. We should probably wrap this up, man.
All right, but anyways... Living life to the fullest, 81 mil.
What yeah, if? live life like you have 81 mil and the world's going to end in a week or so.
Well, but don't run up credit cards or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't do that. Be responsible.
But 100% could lead to the 81 mil.
Yeah. Live life to the fullest. Live like there ain't no tomorrow.
But don't try to fool life, because you can't.
You can't do it. That's enough what if for this week. I'm Dave Stutz.
Justin Osborne.
What if?